It's Jeff Roundtown, and I'm at the Omaha Conservatory of Music chatting with Reed Campbell. Reed, you don't work here. We just are meeting here, but you do a lot of other things and work in many other areas. You're a therapist.
Yep.
You're an avid hockey player.
Yeah.
That's not a job, though, right?
No, that's not a job. I'm nowhere near the level of being able to get paid to play hockey.
Okay, and you do improv comedy.
Yep.
Backline.
At the Backline, among other places.
Among other places.
Really anywhere that'll give me a stage to be silly for 20 minutes.
And you were part of a film that made it into the Cannes Film Festival this past year.
Yes.
So I figure it's kind of movie time. It's a lot. We're talking about the Oscars, the Omaha Film Festival is coming up. So I'm trying to digest all these different things you do. So let's talk about the film festival. So how did the Cannes Film Festival, how did that happen?
So I've been involved with an independent film crew based out of New York City called Giant Cookie Films. And every year we do the 48-hour film festival in New York, which is you get 48 hours to write, shoot, and edit a film. And then it goes into local competition. And if you win the city that you're in, you go to the International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the top 12 movies from the International Film Festival worldwide get a screening at the Cannes Short Film Corner during the Cannes Film Festival.
That's incredible.
And so we won New York City 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And this, in 2024, Scattered went on. And we got nominated internationally.
Mm-hmm.
For best writing, best ensemble, and we placed in the top 12.
So the Omaha Film Festival has its 48-hour film challenge, mm-hmm. and it is challenging. So did the New York one have specific things that you had to include?
Yep, 48-hour film festival is worldwide in 125 different cities,
mm-hmm.
and they also have several different online-only competitions.
Yeah.
So essentially what it is on Friday – at 6 o'clock, every team involved has to use the same line of dialogue,
mm-hmm.
Has to have the same character in name and occupation, and also has to have the same prop.
Mm-hmm.
And then they draw team names out of a hat.
Okay.
And you are randomly assigned to one of two genres you have to pick from.
Gotcha.
That your movie has to fit into. Mm-hmm.
Can you share with folks how they can see your film?
Oh, absolutely. You can search our YouTube channel, Giant Cookie Films. The film is called Scattered. You can search Scattered Film, Scattered Giant Cookie,
mm-hmm.
Scattered 48 Hour, and they'll all...
It's like 7 or 8 minutes long.
Yep, 7 minutes long. That's another stipulation, is that they can't be any longer than 7 minutes.
I loved it for a lot of reasons. It was heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yes.
But it was touching and kind.
Yeah.
And we need that more now than ever.
The thesis of the story is the journey of grief,
mm-hmm.
and going through grief with the family you choose.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the friends in the group, it's an ensemble piece, and each of the friends in the group represent a different stage of grief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, that's great. And can you tell me what exactly your role in all of this was?
So I was one of the executive producers,
mm-hmm.
and I was also I assisted the writer. I was in the main writing room, bouncing ideas back and forth so that the writer, Guy Olivieri, could really nail down the script.
Yeah.
He was also in the starring role. He didn't write it for himself, but after we wrote it, really came evident that he needed to play that part. And mm-hmm. then I was cast as the angry friend.
How do you juggle all of these things? Like when you're playing hockey, does an idea for a film come to mind, or are you ever thinking about a patient that you're working with and an answer comes to you to help resolve a problem they're having?
Honestly, I think most of it comes from me just getting bored really easily.
Yeah.
And shifting my attention continuously.
Yeah.
I work really hard to keep work at work. The feelings come with.
Yeah.
Of course, you carry emotions with you throughout the day. And so all of the things I do are my healthy outlets.
Yeah.
Whether I'm doing comedy, I haven't done stand-up for a couple of years, but I was very avid in stand-up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me hone in on my improv and understand that, hey, I am walking with people through the lowest times in their lives.
Yeah.
And I also want to be present for people during the most positive times in their lives,
yeah,
too.
That's great.
And then hockey is just something so that I can maybe continue staying in somewhat decent shape as I get older.
Reed Campbell, it's been a real delight chatting with you. Thanks so much.
Jeff, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.